Hi, it's Isabel Curland, Ellenville, New York. I am listening now. The president is lying, like Alan says. Liar, liar, pants on fire. He is not taking any medicine. That's my comment. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello. My name is Bob Donald. I'm calling from Shushan, New York. And I just have to say that listening to the disingenuous conservative pap served up by the London Institute on your station is painful. I'm glad you give them a forum, I guess, but it's just so wrong that it disturbs me to hear it on the air. I guess that's what they're hoping for, or maybe you are. In any case, thanks. You do a great job.
Hi, my name is Thea Kelly. I'm a registered nurse in Ulster County, New York. I live in Rosendale. And I just wanted to comment on the story I just heard featuring Greg Sullivan about the Holyoke nursing home and understaffing during the corona crisis. I want to emphasize that this understaffing problem is a chronic nationwide issue. It is not specific to nursing homes. It is not specific to New York State or to the VA system. It's nationwide, and it is known. Nurses across this country have been fighting for safe staffing ratios for decades. This is something that I learned about when I went to nursing school. It's that widespread, and it's that known. Until we have federally mandated and state mandated safe staffing ratios in place, I don't think that this problem is ever going to change. Nursing homes and hospitals are always going to value their bottom line over the safety of their patients. Always. It's been shown time and time and time again. We need safe nursing to patient ratios mandated by law. That's the only way that this issue is ever going to change. But I appreciate you guys highlighting this issue. Thank you.
Hi, this is Madge Briggs. I'm in Leeds, Massachusetts, which is near Northampton. And I really love your programming. And if I wake up in the middle of the night, I can turn it on and find something interesting to listen to. Thanks.